The highest peak in Africa is Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. It's famous for being snow-capped, but that snow cap has received a lot of attention in recent years. Climate change experts say its melting glaciers are dramatic evidence of the impact of human-induced climate change. That's why UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon flew in a plane this morning over the top of Kilimanjaro, a stunt to draw attention to climate change. But here's the question. Are the retreating glaciers of Mount Kilimanjaro really the right symbol of climate change? Joining me to explain this is Doug Hardy, research professor from the University of Massachusetts. He's a high elevation specialist and who was himself on a trip to Mount Kilimanjaro earlier this month. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Good morning.
Melting glaciers, climate change, seems like it all adds up to a very nice picture in support of global warming. But what's the debate here?
Well, the debate is actually what's driving the recession of the glaciers on Kilimanjaro. And the Secretary General certainly did the right thing by flying past Kilimanjaro, because Kilimanjaro has long been symbolic of Africa. It's the source of considerable revenue for the region, and it's a source of tremendous pride for Tanzanians and indeed all of Africa. It rises 5,000 meters or 16,000 feet above the plains of Africa, so it's a isolated peak which protrudes really halfway through our atmosphere on Earth. And the glaciers are all at the top, where the snow has accumulated to form these glaciers over a long period of time.
So,
and this mountain then interacts with the global circulation just by virtue of protruding so far into the tropical atmosphere. And the glaciers have been receding on Kilimanjaro since the late 19th century. We've periodically have snapshots of the extent of these glaciers by maps that have been created, and we see that there has been a nearly constant recession of the ice since the late 1880s or so.
So we shouldn't just see this event today as a stunt instead of science, just a way to sort of bring the issue up again.
Absolutely. I would not refer to this as a stunt in the sense that Kilimanjaro is extremely important to Africa, and there certainly are tremendous changes underway in the sense that the glaciers are receding and the forests are changing as well. Tree line at the top has been lowering due to climate change. And so he's using this as an opportunity to draw attention in a general sense to recession of glaciers around the world, which is something that's happening throughout the world, as I said, and it is something which is accelerating and will have tremendous implications for all of humanity.
Now, you were there earlier this month. What are some of the other signs in the region that are being used to assess climate change?
Well, we started making measurements at the summit of Kilimanjaro in 2000 and have been back every once a year or so since then. We measure the snow accumulation. We measure the full range of meteorological variables at the summit, as well as make measurements of the glaciers. And we've seen considerable variability from year to year, which is partly what makes Kilimanjaro a little bit difficult in the sense of linking what we see on the ground in terms of climate change and the changes in the glaciers to changes in the global atmosphere.
Now, you think about it, this is an effort to grow awareness of the issue. How is this going to play here in the U.S.?
Well, I think it should be recognized for what it is, and that is simply a recognition of a very important symbol for Africa. And I must say also a recognition of what has become an important symbol for global climate change. One element of this, which we certainly will hear about in the United States, is the fact that quite early on in our research, we established that air temperature per se, that is the sensible heat that is available in the atmosphere, is probably not the primary reason that the ice is receding. It's not like taking an ice cube on a hot summer day and watching it melt due to the transfer of heat from the atmosphere. But instead, we've learned that there seems to be a great sensitivity of these glaciers to changes in precipitation.
Well, Doug, let me express to you a frustration then. I mean, I think one of the difficulties in the debate on climate change and global warming is trying to get a handle on what's comprehensible here. Sure, the climate is this incredible complex system of inputs and outputs. But if you were to choose an icon that really represented either the threat or the reality of global warming, a picture, an image, some sort of icon, what would it be?
Boy, there's just a plethora of options, from the biotic world to the glaciers around the world. And speaking just to the glaciers, virtually all glaciers around the world are receding, and this retreat is accelerating. And in virtually all cases, it's due to increases in warmth, be that summer warmth or warmth throughout the year or maximum temperature. So other glaciers would be certainly perhaps a better example. But, you know, on the other hand, if we keep things general and if we acknowledge that that the system is very complex and that changes in atmospheric circulation may be involved on Kilimanjaro, you know, not just increased warmth of the atmosphere, perhaps Kilimanjaro is a good symbol to use because it's widely known, it's revered by people in Africa and abroad.
Thanks very much, Doug Hardy, research professor at the University of Massachusetts. Let's check in right now with Femi Oke. What's going on, Femi?
Hi there, Jerome. The time is 21 minutes to the top of the hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.